For members only, Golf Smarter number 250, recorded on September 28, 2010.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.
Put yourself in the zone through self-hypnosis with Rosanna Leighton.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing tips and insights from golfers and golf professionals to help lower your score. It's worked for your host, Fred Green.
Welcome and thanks for checking into the Golf Smarter podcast. I hope you are doing well and getting some golf in before your season ends. Unless, of course, it doesn't end and you're a lucky person. Hey, did you see the article recently talking about how Tiger's caddy was bumped from the charter to the Ryder Cup from the U.S. because of the folks who took advantage of that special Ryder Cup trip offer we were talking about earlier this year? I don't know if it was a Golf Smarter listener, but I still think it's pretty funny that that Stevie had to hitchhike to Wales. Our guest today is Rosanna Leighton, who has helped golfers all over the world by teaching them methods on how to put yourself in a hypnotic state. The Golfer Within is a series of mental strategies on CD or downloadable MP3s for improving the way you play. Now, for me, I know there have been rounds that I've walked away and said, whoa, I was totally in the zone today. But I didn't recognize it until I was finished. How do you get there, though, right? Well, just a note here, per the suggestion of Golf Smarter member Alan McDonald of the UK, Rosanna was invited to be on this podcast, and we recorded this way back in January. But at the time, she was updating her website and asked me just to hold off for a few weeks on publishing the show till things were up and running properly. Well, anyone who's ever been involved in creating a website knows that it never goes according to schedule, and her site is now ready, and so is the podcast. I mention this because back in January, we made some comments about Tiger that may seem a little dated right now, but we'll deal with it. Welcome to a members-only episode of the Golf Smarter podcast, Rosanna.
Hi, Fred.
How are you?
Good, thank you. It's a nice sunny day.
Well, because you're in California, you're not in England.
Totally. It's definitely a wonderful place to be. And actually, I haven't worked out how many golf courses are there here.
Oh, I have no idea. Not enough that I get to play. I mean, there's plenty, but I don't get to play them all. So.
Yeah. Okay.
But
yeah.
You have a different approach. We talk about the mental game of golf a lot on this program. I've always believed that if you have a strong mental game, or as we recently talked about in a show, if you have a strong emotional game, that you can lower your scores. But you,
absolutely.
You work from that framework, but you go in a slightly different direction, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, basically, I think with anything in life, you know, whatever you focus on is what's going to happen. And a lot of the time in golf, you tend to focus on what you don't want to happen inadvertently. And so I work with, you know, getting your mind completely focused on, you know, what you need to do in golf, and use hypnosis as the added little twist to get that in place automatically in your mind.
And what does that do for the golfer who's out on the golf course when you've hypnotized them at a different time? How does that work?
So, yes, everybody wants to know how hypnosis can work on the course. And it's one of those intriguing questions. You kind of wonder whether you're going to be in some sort of trance. But you're not. I mean, basically, hypnosis works in such a way that you can make a post-hypnotic suggestion. And so after you've come out of hypnosis, you go out there and act on the suggestion. So if you see a stage show, for instance, you know, you'll see somebody working with somebody on imagining that they're Elvis Presley or whatever, and they come out of hypnosis, they're, you know, fully cognizant, fully alert, and they'll think they're Elvis. And in the same way, you can use a CD, you can have suggestions to say that you're going to really visualize that putt, you're going to see the putt going in. This is what's going to happen when you're on course.
I really hope that there. I'm sorry, my warped mind is at work, but I'm thinking you're going to suggest in this hypnotic situation, you are going to come out. You will be Tiger Woods. And when the person wakes up, they start humping everything in sight, right? Just like a puppy. That was terrible.
Well,
I'm sorry. Give me to Hooters, quickly! You know, it's like...
Yeah. Well, it's a sore point at the moment, isn't it?
It's not nice, and I'm guilty. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, obviously, I mean, everyone wants to play like Tiger. I'm joking apart. Just to take this one a little bit further.
Yeah, right.
I mean, no, but everybody does want to be able to play like him. I mean,
golf.
He has got the strongest, mental game out there. He's very focused. He can come back in all sorts of different situations. And, you know, everybody wants to be like that. But obviously, there's more than just your mind. You have to have that technical ability as well. It's the marriage of the two that's needed. And most people will quite happily, you know, be on the range, beating balls, go out and practice, buy a new driver, whatever it is. But, you know, I find fewer people actually work on that mental game. And if you do, you're going to see results, definitely. It's the easiest way to knock shots off your handicap. And you know yourself when you go out and you, I don't know, for whatever reason, you kind of feel that, oh, my game's on today. You just feel that you're on form. And you can feel the different thoughts you're aware of going up to that putt and thinking, I know this one's going to go in.
Yep.
And yet other days you can go out there and you just have a very different feeling. And that feeling is just like no matter what you do, it's just not going to drop.
It's so interesting because there are times where I'm lining up a putt and I can actually see a line in the green that leads from my ball to the hole.
Totally.
And
totally.
It's like, oh my God, this is going in. There's no question about it. And then there's times that I'm thinking, I really need to make this putt. And of course, it never goes in.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the difference. One is actually you can see it, and one is I need it. And I need it creates an emotion of kind of desperation, which is a negative emotion.
Oh, interesting.
Whereas, you know, to see it is to make it happen. And I think the very important thing with, you know, the mental side is actually getting your imagination working for you, really visualizing, really seeing it and feeling it as well, so that your emotions are congruent with what you want to happen. So rather than having an opposite emotion, because quite often you do think, I really, really, really want this to go in. But as I say, the emotion is negative because you're actually feeling desperate rather than feeling, I want this to go in. I'm going to make it go in. Now, then obviously it's congruent.
Sure.
And so to me, it's getting your logic and your emotions working in the same direction and getting your pictures in line with your words as well, because quite often you'll be saying to yourself, you know, I want to hit this ball down the middle of the fairway, but you're actually really thinking, don't go in the trees.
Right.
You can't afford to have those thoughts, because by thinking don't go in the trees, you're picturing the trees, and your imagination is always going to hold more power than the actual logical words you're using.
Now, you know, it's interesting because this is no different than a lot of different mental coaches that we've talked to before in trying to not plant negative thoughts in your head. That we've heard, we've talked about a lot. What really fascinates me is that I guess you're talking about getting in the zone, you know, the proverbial zone, but having a method of getting into that zone. I mean, it's being in the zone and recognizing it afterwards. It's, you know, it's like, whoa, I was totally in the zone today. But you can't go, you know, now I'm going to go get in the zone. But you're suggesting that there is a way
to
get into the zone.
Exactly, because it's the transition between knowing what you need to do to finding a way of how to do it.
Wow.
And I think a lot of golfers don't know what they should be thinking. But if you take the golfers who do know how they should be thinking, a lot will still think, but I know what I should be thinking, but how on earth do I remove that picture of the bunker or just erase that picture of the trees or what have you? And I think the beauty of hypnosis is that you can train your mind to more instinctively do what you want. And then again, a recording is even more powerful often than a one-on-one session, because you can use multi-track recording techniques. So, you know, for instance, you know, one side of your mind, it deals primarily with more logical thought. The other side of your mind deals primarily with more creativity and imagination. So you can direct different threads of suggestion to the side of the brain that you want it to go to. So if I want something to go to your right brain, I'm going to put that suggestion to your left ear, and vice versa. And so you can actually use both imagination and logical suggestion at the same time, directed to the part of the brain where you want it to go. And that's really powerful stuff. And you can feel the effect when you're out on the course. And it is that transition between thinking, gosh, I must do this, to actually finding that you're doing it much more instinctively. It's just happening for you.
Let's get some concrete examples of what you've been able to do for golfers and how it works for them.
Oh, wow. Now, that's an interesting one. Concrete examples. I would get emails quite frequently from people who would say, you know, I've, you know, dropped my putts by 6 per round.
Wow.
I mean, that's a lot, isn't it?
But
actually, that is the easiest part of the game to knock shots off, isn't it, when you think about it? I mean, putting is just a case of reading the line and hitting the ball towards it. I mean, there's much less...
Boy, I wish it was that simple.
Well, you know what I'm saying? By comparison to getting that, maneuvering that driver around and getting it to the ball, with putting... it's a shorter stroke, it's a slower stroke, you know, it's a lot easier to apply the club face, mm-hmm. you know, square to the ball. You know, there's less room for error.
Sure.
And so essentially it is the easiest stroke, it should be the easiest part of the game. And yet so many people go through their golfing life just, you know, 2 putts per, you know, hole on average, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas really you should be shaving quite a lot off there. I mean, if you give a child, you know, a broomstick and a ball and say, hit it, they'll hit it generally. If you say, now hit it in this direction, they'll generally hit it in this direction. You know, they're being given a task that they can do.
But give an adult a stick that has a little mallet at the bottom and say, put this ball in that hole, and they freak out.
And they get the yips.
Yeah, exactly.
Miss the ball altogether. I mean, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so, you know, really it's getting it, you know, I suppose the beauty of using something like hypnosis is you can also rework, backtrack a little bit, where you've built up a negative expectation. You can work with different ways to dissolve that negative expectation and replace it with a positive one once more, and get back to those basics of, you've got a bat in your hand and you're going to hit that ball and it's going to go towards that hole, you know, and trust in the fact that you have a pretty good idea of, you know, your alignment, etc. So that would be one concrete example. Another example of how it works is, you know, just a different attitude towards something like trouble shots. I mean, we all have a particular shot. I mean, the slice is the most obvious one, isn't it?
Is yeah,
it something
I would
like
think
70%
so.
Of golfers slice and never find a way around it? And it, again, that is something to approach in a different way, I think. And a little bit of technical knowledge is important, because it's understanding that the club face is left open at impact that's going to cause it. But most people tend to be quite visual. And if you slice, you tend to think, well, I'll aim a little bit further over the other way and give yourself room for the ball to slice around, don't you? It's instinctive to try and do that. But by doing that, you're instinctively coming across the ball more, and you're far more likely to make a rather more vicious slice. And I think often to cure a slice, the better way is actually to say, stop thinking about, you know, sort of trying to go further to the side. Instead, aim straight down the middle, really focus on the point where you want to go, and just let yourself hit the ball towards it. And instinctively, that visualization will get you to achieve what you want to achieve. I mean, your mind works on end results. So instead of imagining, oh, well, I'm going to go off to one side and let it slice round, which means you're actually focusing on a slice, you're visualizing a slice, you're seeing that movement in the ball. Instead of that, you're now thinking, right, I've got a point right down there, middle of the fairway, and you're seeing the ball in your mind going straight there. And I guess that's back to Jack Nicklaus, isn't it, and his famous quote, which you must have had repeated time and time again on your podcast.
Well, there's a couple of quotes that get repeated time and time again. There's no question about it. Is this a type of thing that that I guess one of your clients has to work specifically with you to get launched in a hypnotic program like this, hypnosis program?
No, not at all. Not
really?
At all. I mean, yeah. As I said before, you know, the thing about CDs is that you can create great effect because you can do all sorts of wonderful things with technology to send suggestions, left, right, brain, whatever you want to do. So you can actually create a really deep hypnotic effect using a CD. And everyone's hypnotizable so long as they want to be. So basically, just by listening to a CD, you can get into a nice hypnotic state and be led where you want to go. Now, I mean, if somebody wants to do something that's very deep-rooted, needs a lot of unpicking, you know, if somebody suffers from depression or somebody's got, you know, anxiety, then you'd want to know why. And so you might work in a different way. But with golf, we all know what we want to achieve. We all know that we want to, you know, most of the time hit the ball square or shape it when you want to. You know that you want to get the ball in the hole. There's no sort of difference between what somebody wants to achieve. And so it's really easy to put those suggestions on a CD and get them to work for every golfer, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, and I'm curious because you don't just do this for golfers. I mean, your background is in NLP, right?
Totally.
Neuro-linguistic programming.
Yes.
And sports psychology.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a hypnotherapist, counseling, NLP, sports psychology. I mean, that's my background.
When did you make this discovery that, wow, this would really work well for golfers?
When I started playing golf. I mean, when I got this bug and decided that I'd like to play golf every day of my life and realized what a mental game it is and thought, wow, you know, it's just such an obvious one for hypnosis. It just needs it badly, as far as I could see. So, yeah.
And actually, the way I found you was through one of the Golf Smarter listeners who was buying into your program and buying your CDs from the UK.
Yeah.
And wrote to me and said, Fred, you know, you've talked a lot about things like this, but you've never really covered the element of hypnosis and how it can work on improving your mental game.
Yeah. It's one of those things that most people don't tend to think about. But I mean, for anything, I mean, you don't tend to think, oh gosh, I'm going to go and see a hypnotherapist.
No, you don't.
I mean, you don't. I mean, you only kind of half think about it if you're thinking about stopping smoking, maybe, because you've seen that on TV. But at the end of the day, hypnosis allows access to your subconscious mind. That is where all of your habits and basic attitudes are stored. So if you want to change something that's habitual, or change something that's automatic, hypnosis is going to make it a lot easier.
What kind of state do you have to be in to prepare yourself? I mean, can you be driving your car to the golf course listening to this?
No, that is not a good plan.
Okay.
No, exactly.
And do you go into some sort of, I don't want to use the word zombie state, but once you're under the hypnosis, you're in that hypnotic state, are you at full function and you're just kind of focused in one over area over here? Or how does this work?
Well, if you think about it, hypnosis is like meditation.
Okay.
So hypnosis is the state between wake and sleep. And so, I mean, I would always say to somebody, if you're going to use hypnosis for golf, just get a CD, pop it on when you go to bed at night. fall asleep with it. Doesn't it matter when you fall asleep? You're probably going to fall asleep quite early on during the recording, but your subconscious mind will still take it in. And, you know, if you think about it at night, when you dream, your mind is working. Your mind works really hard at night. And the purpose of the REM state, that dreaming state, is to resolve conflicts. And if you didn't dream, you'd become psychotic. So we do all dream, whether we remember our dreams or not. But hypnosis creates the same REM state, in effect. And, you know, if dreaming is designed to resolve conflicts and, you know, get your mind aligned to what you want to achieve, then obviously it follows that if you can intentionally take yourself into hypnosis, you get to that same state. So anything that you're having any conflict over or something you want to improve on, you know, you've got the right state of mind to do it. So as I say, you know, hypnosis is an enormously powerful tool. I mean, to me, you know, you can try as hard as you can without hypnosis to do something, but it's the hard way. You know, it's a bit like, would you like to put a spider in your hand until you get used to it? Or would you prefer to listen to a CD and have a few suggestions to say it's okay?
Sign me up for the CD.
But it just makes it easier. And it's quite funny because, you know, when I got into hypnosis, my basic interest was psychology. But by the time you hear somebody saying enough, but with hypnosis it would be quicker, but with hypnosis it would be easier, in the end you pay attention.
Yeah, right. So you're saying that just a nightly program, going to sleep with this, and then once you're on the golf, or like the night before you're playing golf, or just on a regular basis, you should be practicing with this?
Well, I would always say, you know, practice makes perfect with everything in life, and it's the same with training your mind. And that's basically what you're doing with hypnosis. So I would always say, if you're going to listen to a CD, I'd use it for 2 to 3 weeks every night when you go to bed, which isn't difficult. You don't have to take time out. It's really quite easy.
And then when you're on the golf course, do you try to recall this information? Do you try to bring it up?
No, it's just... no, don't even try.
Really?
You'll find that it will come back to you. I mean, the number of people who will say to me, you know, I hear your voice all the time. And I can keep hearing you, you know, repeating whatever. Because it's there. It's in your mind. It's embedded. And so it is instinctive and automatic. You don't have to try to do it. It is there. And that's the beauty of it. So, you know, there's no sort of effort involved. You just sit back and listen when you go to sleep, and that's it.
And what is it that can you give me a sample? I mean, can you share with me kind of like what it is that I'm listening to? Or is that this is just out of context?
I can send you a sample so you can listen to it, of course.
Right now, we couldn't do so.
It would be a little bit out of context and probably not the best idea, depending on when somebody's listening to their podcast.
Oh, okay.
Because with your with these podcasts, I would imagine a lot of your listeners will be in their cars.
Mm. Yeah,
or what have you. So to
commuting,
just
doing something, working out at the gym. I can just see somebody going into a hypnotic state. Uh-oh, he just fell off the treadmill.
Yeah, just fly backwards across the gym.
Oh, what happened to that guy? Yeah.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't be too good an idea. So although I'd love to do it, no.
Thank you for warning me. I appreciate
it. Yeah, but that's why you essentially aren't allowed to hear a hypnotic induction on radio, etc. It's just because somebody inadvertently might listen and be affected.
Oh, very interesting. And do you cover specific elements of a golf game in these CDs that you're helping people work on, or is it just a general state? I mean, are you saying, all right, this in this CD we're going to work on curing your slice, and on this CD we're going to work about just
exactly,
you know, hitting the ball straight down the middle, and then...
Yeah, I mean, what I aimed to do when I developed the Golfer Within program was to create a toolkit of mental skills.
Interesting.
Because if you think about it, you go back out on the course, you've got all of your clubs there, and you can hit several different shots with each of those clubs. So you've got a lot of shots to go out with on the course. You should have just as many mental skills. There are lots of different ways that you can use to take something out of your mind or put something into your mind depending on what you want to achieve. Different ways of visualizing things, different ways of feeling about things. And so using hypnosis and NLP, you can create this whole toolkit of mental skills. And then you've always got something to fall back on, because you know how it is. Some days, I think as you said before, you can be out there and you think, go on, get in. You need to have more than just that one thought to draw upon. You need to have, if that's not working for you, then try another one, you know, and get the one that works for you on the day. So the idea was to build up a whole set of mental skills, but to apply them to every different area of the game. So I suppose I set out with, you know, basic foundations of the game, which is the overall game. People get put off by that title because they tend to think it means they're a basic golfer. But actually, I didn't mean that when I titled it that. I meant just, this is the foundation of your entire golf game. This is the most important overall bit.
yeah. I have a firm, I overheard somebody say once, and it made total sense to me, that the first day that you go out and play golf, you are a beginner. And for the rest of your life, you're intermediate.
Yes, yes. Yes, golf is a game that always brings you down to, back to reality.
Oh, God.
You get the leveler happens, doesn't it, every time?
I think that word might be humbling. It's a humbling game.
Yes.
Humility has to come into play rapidly.
Totally. Totally, totally. And that's what's so wonderful about it.
Yep.
It's just, I mean, that's one of the things that's so wonderful about it. But certainly, you know, as I say, the toolkit I've applied to, you know, there's one CD that focuses on putting and another one that focuses on the short game and another one maybe for first tee nerves or another one for stopping getting angry on the golf course.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's one of my pet hates, I have to say. I hate to see people getting angry on the golf course.
Yeah, I don't find it too amusing either. I don't get. Yeah. I personally don't get it. I mean, I understand frustration.
Yep.
But anger and throwing and you know, like frustration. You toss a club up in the air and catch it. Okay, I get it. But heaving a club or something or swearing and kicking and I don't get it.
Yeah, I really don't, because the most of us golfers, we're not professionals. It's a game. We started to play it because it's fun. Yeah. So,
and now we're not playing it because
angry,
it's fun
don't do
anymore.
It.
Yeah, it's not fun anymore. But why are we still playing it? But are these CDs in your toolkit? Are those applicable to other elements of your life as well, or are these specifically for golf?
These are specifically for golf. But at the end of the day, golf to me teaches you a lot about life. Every skill. Every mental skill you need in golf is a mental skill that you could do within life. It's just very obvious in golf. it highlights it for you.
Absolutely.
But actually, you do need to learn all those skills. And if you learn the mental skills to get towards the highest level of mastery you can in this game, you're going to get to the highest level of mastery in everything else in life as well. Because, you know, it's back to, I think, Pia Nielsen said, you know, to get better at golf, you have to grow as a person. And it's true. Yeah. You know, you have to learn to control and you have to learn to do so many different things. All of these CDs do apply to life as well, although they're orientated to golf. I did do one set of CDs that are mental skills for golf and life, which was I was asked to do by actually Paul Eales, who I don't know whether you are familiar with him. He was a European tour player and somebody I've worked with closely in the UK. And Paul asked me to do a set for teenagers because he does a lot of teenage coaching. And he said, why don't you just do something for golf and life? Because this is what these kids need. So we did produce a set for that as well.
Interesting. Very interesting. Tell everyone how to find these CDs, you offer more than just CDs for the downloadable world, right?
Absolutely, that's right. I mean, basically, the name of the CDs is the Golfer Within series. So the website is golferwithin.com.
Yeah, it's G-O-L-F-E-R, Golfer Within, W-I-T-H-I-N, golferwithin.com.
That's correct. And so from that website, you can get the CDs. If you go on that website, you will also see that you can be directed to my other website, which is just my name, Rosanna Leeton, which is actually spelled exactly as it sounds, Rose Anna Lee, L-E-A-T-O-N, T-O-N, Ton. Mm-hmm. So rosannaleeton.com. So you can get MP3 downloads from there. Because I think, you know, everybody these days wants things quite quickly. So
we
CDs
deliver.
Are...
yeah. Well, we deliver MP3s, so, you know, this audience obviously gets it. And make sure that if you do go to rosannaleeton.com for the MP3 downloads or golferwithin.com to do the CDs, you want to purchase those so you can... use them however you want on any player that you want. Load it up into your computer. Make sure that you use the checkout code GOLFSMARTER so that Rosanna knows that you found her through us. Please.
Yes.
We always like to let everyone know that that Golf Smarter was effective for them.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Well, this is really interesting stuff. Quite fascinating. A whole different approach. And, I'm always looking for a different approach because I always need help.
Doesn't everybody in
yes,
golf?
Yes, and I'm really fascinated, and I can't wait to give it a try. Thanks so much for sharing with us and telling us all about it, and thanks to Alan McDonald over in the UK, a Golf Smarter listener who turned me on to you. It's really been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yep, great chatting to you. Thanks, Fred.
Again, if you're interested in securing her audio discs or MP3 files that you can just download into your computer, click on the links provided in our blog at golfsmarter.com or check your show notes or go directly to golferwithin.com or rosannaleeton.com. And if you do make the purchase on her site, please make sure that you use the checkout code GOLFSMARTER so that she can see for herself the strength of the Golf Smarter community. There's only a few days left to enter to win the Tour Tempo Micro Player. And, you know, I know that you're automatically entered to win one as a Golf Smarter member, but if you'd like a second chance, if you want to have your name in there twice, that's okay too. Deadline for entry is October 1. But let me tell you that if you'd like to pick up a Tour Tempo Micro Player, we have them in our Golfers Mart. Regularly, we sell them for $94.95, but while supplies last, I'm going to not announce this many more times because we're running out, so take advantage of it right now. As a Golf Smarter member, you can get one of these great training aids. They really do help, and pick it up for only $49.95 plus shipping. You're not going to find that price anywhere else, and it's only for Golf Smarter members. Now, John Novosel, who's the creator of the Tour Tempo Microplayer, was featured on two episodes of Golf Smarter last year, so go back and check those out. He describes in detail the advantages of improving your swing tempo, which he calls the missing fundamental. Please check it out, and then take advantage of this great offer, $49.95 plus shipping. And that will be only for Golf Smarter members. We close today with six words by someone who clearly needs to check out Rosanna's audio self-hypnosis training. Paul Bernauer writes, "The tree gods are against me." If you have any questions, comments, or six words that describe your game, click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.